A group of scientists hopes to create a new kind of map of the human genome that may finally allow dramatic improvements in medical treatment. This is not the first map of human genetic makeup, but scientists are proposing to identify the precise genetic roots of some diseases and maybe spur the creation of drugs that are individually tailored to your body type. Dr. Francis Collins is the director of the National Human Genome Research Institute. He announced the new collaboration this past week, and he's come by to talk about it. Dr. Collins, welcome.
Nice to be here, Steve.
I'd like to begin by trying to understand what this genetic map is and how it differs from what you've been doing before.
Well, a lot of the hullabaloo of the last couple of years has been about determining the 3 billion letters of our own instruction book, the sequence of the human genome, and that has been a phenomenal milestone. But of course, we're all not quite the same. About every 1,000 letters, you might have a T and I might have an A. And most of those wouldn't matter very much, but a few of them would, because we've all got glitches somewhere in our script that places us at risk for disease. So now that we've understood the sort of 99.9% that's all the same, we really want to understand the 0.1% where we differ, because within that list are going to be the clues to diabetes, cancer, heart disease, mental illness, asthma, and a very long list of other diseases. So that's what this new project is about, to uncover those causes of disease much sooner than we otherwise could.
You're describing this as a haplotype map. What is that exactly?
A haplotype is a neighborhood along a chromosome where the variable spellings, and we have lots of those, are coordinated with each other. They're kind of traveling along in a block, so they know what their next-door neighbors are doing.
So how do you do that?
Well, you have to then collect DNA samples from a reasonably representative sample of the world. We are going to begin by studying some samples from people whose ancestors are from Northern Europe, others whose ancestors are in Japan, others in Central China, and others in West Africa, namely the Yorubas in Nigeria. They are basically there as a representative of all of us. And the pilot data we have indicates that should do pretty well because, you know, we are all descended from a common set of ancestors. People don't think about that very much, but only 5,000 generations ago, we were all one family living in Africa. And most of this variation and most of the neighborhood structure on chromosomes was already there at that point. So it shouldn't surprise us then that when you look at a Chinese person or a European person, they actually, at this level, look an awful lot alike.
You still have an enormous task here.
Absolutely.
But it's manageable, is what you're saying?
I think it's manageable in the sense that in 2 years, we should be able to construct that pattern of chromosome neighborhoods and produce this resource that will greatly accelerate the ability to find disease genes. Can I try an analogy on you?
Sure.
Suppose you are in charge of public works for a large metropolitan city. And you have learned that somewhere in the city there are a dozen houses that have leaking gas lines that are threatening to cause a serious explosion, but you don't know where they are. This is not so different than the situation of a disease, where in general there are maybe a dozen genes lurking in there threatening to cause trouble. If you were that public works officer and you had a limited budget and a limited number of personnel, it would probably not be practical to go house to house in every house in the city to try to find the leaking gas line. You'd probably come up with some sort of strategy that enabled you to identify which city blocks seem to have a problem. That's just what we're doing here. We're trying to find the neighborhoods where the problem exists for diseases without having to go and check house to house, or base pair to base pair, which is what it would be in the genome. So it's a shortcut. It's a very powerful shortcut. It's a shortcut that means if we have this resource, we can start doing this instead of talking about it maybe 10 years from now. That's why it's exciting.
Dr. Collins, thanks very much for coming by.
Thanks. It's nice to talk with you.
Dr. Francis Collins is the director of the National Human Genome Research Institute.